I think if you're going to incentivize something for New Mexico, film is something that, that works. We kind of have an edgy feel as a state, and we have a lot of beauty and a lot of space. I've received some of the incentives. And there was the big change 2 years ago to where they capped it off at like $50 million. You know, the legislature's job is to decide how we spend our money as a state. And if we don't like it, we need to get other legislatures in. I don't think it's a moral issue. I think a lot of people look at something like that and like, oh, it's so evil or awful or whatever. It's like, you know what? It's not an easy thing to look at. It's kind of, you got to look at it and then say, well, is it benefiting the state? What are the direct benefits? What are the indirect benefits? But on the other hand, too, you know, being in the industry, you know, we need to grow above the line film community. We need to have producers that are out of New Mexico. We need to have writers that are in New Mexico. Otherwise, in the grand scheme of things, all those profits that these movies make goes to a big company in L.A. We're not investing in New Mexico. Pierce is up for re-election, so I've never connected with him. But I feel like because we're in this hostile political climate right now, I don't feel like I have another choice because the parties are so polarized. I imagine that Susanna will win again. I don't even know who she's running against. I'm trying to think, how come I don't know that? But there's no signs down here in this part of the state for any Democrats. I've only seen Susanna's signs up. So I think, you know, as a governor, she's okay. I'm not like, wow, I want you to run for president. But like when I go vote next week, I will go to these candidates' websites. I'll look at their positions. I'll want to know what I'm doing. I won't just go in there and be like, RRR Republican, you know. I'm not expecting to come out any different than that, but I will take the time to look and see who these people really are. In some ways, I'd like to vote for a Democrat just to say I've done it, you know, just to be like, it's okay. We don't have to always vote party line.